FinHarps on Highland in association with BNS Credit Union Ballybuffet. Open to anyone living or working in the Finn Valley area. Stay local, borrow local, spend local. Why not join today? Visit bnscu.ie or free phone 1800 290 390. BNS Credit Union Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Into the last remaining minutes of this evening's game between FinHarps and Dundalk. Hopefully we'll speak to you before 10 o'clock, but if not, Jamie, over to you for the remaining minutes.
Thanks very much, Marty. We've only got 30 seconds left to play. The fourth official indicating there would be at least 5 minutes of injury time. Last chance saloon then for Harps. Ball pumped forward. Jones got just a slight touch to that one to help it on, but Dundalk have dealt with it well, and they're coming away with possession down their left hand side. The flag's going to go up to indicate that a Dundalk player was offside, but the referee says play on because it's run through to goalkeeper McEwen, who pumps it forward first time. What have we got left? That's it. There goes the full time whistle, blown by match referee Paul McLaughlin. And it brings an end to what turned out to be a good game tonight, an exciting end as well, thanks to Rob Jones' goal on 86 minutes, which gave Hearts real hope of taking something from this contest. They trailed by 2-0 at half time. Dundalk's goals scored by Lewis McCarry on 18 and a Rob Slevin OG just before half time. Hearts were so much better in the second half. They played really well, had a number of good chances, got themselves into good positions, made those changes, the introduction of Jones and Filip Mihailovic in particular helping their cause in the second half. Jones got that goal back on 86 minutes, heading in from Ryan Connolly's corner kick from the left hand side. Big Jones at the back post just powering in the header, but they weren't able to create any more chances after that despite their best efforts, so they end up losing out by 2-1, and it means it's as you were at the bottom end of the table. Harps and UCD remain level on points. Harps still have the better goal advantage, but in saying that, UCD now have one game less played. Harps will have 3 matches left to play. Next up for them is an away game against Bowes next Friday night, and that will be a Bowes side for whom Declan Devine will be in charge next Friday night following his appointment earlier on today. So that'll add a little bit of spice to that fixture next Friday night. UCD, by the way, they have a game against Drogheda. So as we enter the run-in, these final few fixtures, it's still all to play for in this battle to avoid the automatic drop from the Premier Division. For Dundalk, it's a good victory for them tonight, because remember, they're involved in a battle royale with St. Pat's for third place in the Premier Division. St. Pat's defeating Bowes by 3-1 tonight at Richmond Park. And a mention too for the tributes tonight organised by FinHarps for the victims of the Creasley tragedy last Friday. Credit to everybody involved. It was a really emotional night here at Finn Park prior to kickoff. A lovely gesture by the club. There was wreaths presented by the Dundalk captain Andy Boyle and a representative from the FAA as well to club members here at Finn Park who accepted them on behalf of the Creasley community. There were 10 candles as well brought forward by young players from Ballybuffet United, and a minute's silence impeccably observed by everybody here at Finn Park tonight, and the players and the backroom staff and substitutes all gathered in the centre circle for what was a lovely moment and a wonderful tribute following the sad events of last Friday in Creasley. So credit to everybody involved there. And the names of the deceased as well were read out over the tannoy system here prior to kickoff. So in the end, well, the result hardly matters in the grand scheme of things, but it's finished on a good victory for Dundalk. Well done to them. It's finished here tonight at Finn Park. Finn Harps 1, Dundalk 2, Jeremy Doherty at Finn Park.
Finn Harps on Highland in association with BNS Credit Union Ballybuffet, where they have a fantastic range of personal loans on offer. Educate, renovate, drive it. Don't delay, get your loan today. Visit bnscu.ie or free phone 1800 290 390. BNS Credit Union Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.